Good day. This is Shelley Adams on Big Country 99, and I am so excited and pleased to have on the phone with me country music star Leanne Womack. Hi, Leanne.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
I'm doing really well. Having a good day so far. I hope you are.
I hear you're talking to radio stations all across the country today about something really, really special. What is it?
I am. I've been on the phone and with radio stations this morning talking about my new album that's coming out, and also my partnership with Banquet Select Recipes. Banquet Foods has a new line out called Select Recipes, and they approached me when I was making my new record about partnering with them, and I tried their meals out, and they were really, really good. And what I love so much about them is I was able to work and hold down that part of my life, and also come home, and without a lot of fuss and without a lot of trouble or thought, I was able to give my family a really good hot meal. And these meals are $1.50 a meal, which is really incredible at this time. So I just really thought it was a good thing I wanted to share with other working moms. The kids love them, and they have vegetables in them, which is great. It's hard to always figure out how to either get your kids to eat the vegetables or how you can get to the store and buy them and cook them and everything. So this is one way that we could kind of all be pleased, and I get to sit down and have a hot meal with my family.
Yes, we working women do not have a whole lot of time to go home and whip up a meal. So what you're doing is going to help all of us working women. Now, this new line of frozen meals is called what?
It's called Select Recipes. And
okay.
They're made by Banquet, and they're in the frozen section of your grocery store, and they're actually already out now.
Okay, and the campaign is so good for so little.
Yep, and that's true, too. It's hard to believe you can get a meal for $1.50, and they're great for sitting down at night with your family or to take to work with you. Instead of going out for lunch, you know, it's great to be able, especially since gas is the way it is now. It's just really nice to be able to have a good, hot, well-rounded meal.
So inexpensive and quick.
Exactly.
Okay, can you tell me a little bit about your seventh album coming out, your newest album?
Yep, the album's called Call Me Crazy, and it's sort of just a reflection of my life, which is a lot of very hectic and very crazy. I got to work with Tony Brown, who's a legendary producer in Nashville, works with George Strait and Reba McEntire and Brooks and Dunn and Vince Gill, a lot of great artists. So I've wanted to work with him for a long time, and we got to work together on this record, and we have a real good eclectic mixture of music. I have a duet with George Strait that's called Everything But Quits. I'm real proud of that one. I have a song with Keith Urban called The Bees, which is more kind of a modern sounding song. It's you have to hear it to understand it. It's kind of hard to put a label on it, but it's a really cool song that we did together. And then I have a song called The Story of My Life that I had Aubrey, my oldest daughter, come in and sing on.
Oh, really?
So,
How old is she?
She's 17, and she's a great singer, actually. She's not, it's not like throwing her a bone or anything, you know. I rely on her a lot because she's gotten to be such a great harmony singer and a great lead singer as well, so she comes out on the road with me and plays the guitar and sings, and she's always there for me when I need her, which has been more and more as she gets older. She plays guitar so much better than I do that she can accompany me and sing harmony and everything, so she's great.
Does she sing as well as you do, though?
Oh, she sings better than me.
That's what all mothers say. Okay, when can we expect this album to debut?
The album comes out October 21st.
All right, we cannot wait to hear that album. Can you tell me a little bit about your recently released single and music video, Last Call?
Yep, I sure can. Last Call is the first single from the record, and we made the video in New York and had a great time doing it. I love singing that real traditional country music with this skyline of New York behind me, and hopefully I want people to take the message away, you know, that I take country music to new places and different places and places where they may not hear it that much because there's not even a country station in New York.
Yeah.
So I, you know, I try to kind of be an ambassador for country music, and that's where we shot that video. And then the song just says basically, you must be in a bar because my phone is ringing and I'm always your last call. So I'm really proud of that song.
Okay, thanks. Hey, Leanne, I know you were born in Jacksonville, Texas. Did your family or anyone that's living back there have any results from the hurricane?
Well, I have a house there still in East Texas. And we had a big oak tree fall on the house and through the roof into the house. So that's being repaired. I mean, it will be. You know, there's the insurance companies and everybody's very busy repairing a lot of stuff. So nobody was hurt. So that's the main thing. And
well, believe it or not, here in the Ozarks, we had damage from the hurricane also, but surely not as bad as you did. One more question, Leanne. I've always wondered, people that are so successful in the music industry or any entertainment industry, if they hadn't had the big break and become successful, what would they have probably become? And what do you think you would have become?
Well, I don't, if I weren't in the entertainment industry at all, I don't know. But if
you
I
had no other skills,
I would have ended up working at the radio station with my dad because I was talking to when I left Jacksonville, I was talking to his boss and kind of getting ready to be groomed to take over a job there. So that's what I would have done.
So you would have been in radio.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, that's awesome. So, Leanne, I am so glad to have gotten to talk to you, and we're going to be promoting your new album, Call Me Crazy, and good luck with your So Good for So Little campaign with Banquet Food.
Oh, thank you so much. It was good to talk to you, and y'all have a good day.
Hey, Leanne, would you like to introduce a song we're getting ready to play called I Hope You Dance?
Oh, yeah.
You can have kind of your radio job.
You want
okay, I'm going to play it. Here's the intro, and you talk it up.
Okay. This is probably the song that I'm most well-known for, and I'm so proud to be a part of people's lives with this song. And I love hearing your stories. And I hope you love hearing the song, so let's listen to it now. This is Leanne Womack and my song, I Hope You Dance.
Thanks, Leanne. That was awesome.
You're very welcome. You're good, too, so thank you.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.